ETEST of asset pricing models in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. / percent. Johnson Munwambab B2-11-00-12-2-0-1-1. / plus 0%. UAT A thesis submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics in partial fulfillment of the award of the degree of Master of Business Administration of Dedham. Kimathi University of Technology. April 2015. Declaration. This thesis is my original work and has not been presented to any college or university for examination purposes. Date 07, LN, degree 0. Signature. UE Johnson Munwambab B2-11-00-12-2-0-1-3. This thesis has been submitted for examination with my approval as university supervisor. Signed. Supervisor, Dr. Riro Karma. Date. I. Dedication. I dedicate my work to my mom and two brothers for their encouragement and support throughout the process of carrying out this study. I also dedicate this study to the finance academia in Dedham Kimathi University of Technology, especially the supervisors, MBA lecturers and my fellow colleagues undergoing through the MBA program. I hope that this study will boost their knowledge in finance and assist them in their efforts as they endeavor to undertake similar studies. Acknowledgement. I would like to thank my supervisor, Dr. Riro Karma, for his guidance and advice, which were an invaluable input to the successful completion of this study. I would also like to thank our MBA program lecturers for imparting us with the knowledge that has significantly helped us comprehend the intricacies of the financial world. I would also like to acknowledge the people who commented on this study and helped shape it for the better. / percent. / plus 0%. Table of contents. Declaration. I. Dedication. I. Acknowledgement. I. Abstract. V. List of abbreviation and acronyms. V. Chapter 1. 1. 1.1 Background of the study. 1. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 3. 1.3 General objectives. 3. 1.4 Specific objectives. 3. 1.5 Research questions. 4. 1.6 Significance of the study. 4. 1.7 Delimitations. 5. 1.8 Limitation of the study. 5. 1.9 Definition of key terms. 6. Chapter 2. 2.1 Introduction. 7. 2.2 Efficient market hypothesis. 7. 2.3 Modem portfolio theory. 8. March 2, 2001 Portfolio selection of risky assets. 9. 2.4 Stock market anomalies. 10. April 2, 2001 Size effect. 10. April 2, 2002 Book to market. 12. April 2, 2003 Momentum effect. 13. 2.5 The registered. 14. 2.6 FMA and French, 1993, three-factor model. 16. 2.7 Kahar, S, 1997, four-factor model. 17. 2.8 Conceptual framework. 19. 2.9 Research gap. 20. Chapter 3. 21. 3.1 Introduction. 21. 3.2 Research design. 21. 3.3 Target population. 21. 3.4 Sampling procedure. 22. 3.5 Data collection procedure. 23. 3.6 Validity and reliability. 23. 3.7 Data analysis. 24. July 3, 2001 Explanatory variables. 25. July 3, 2002 Explain variable. 28. If. Chapter 4. 29. 4.1 Introduction. 29. 4.2 Data analysis. 29. February 4, 2001 Mean monthly excess portfolio returns and standard deviations. 29. February 4, 2002 Testing of asset pricing models. 30. 4.2.2.1 Testing the CATM. 31. 4.2.2.2 Testing the FEMA and French, 1993, three-factor model. 32. 4, 2, 2, 3, testing the Kahar 2. S1997, 4-factor model. 35. February 4, 2003, test of the market anomalies. 40. 4, 2, 3, 1, test of the size anomaly. 41. 4, 2, 3, 2, test of the book to market anomaly. 42. 4, 2, 3, 3, testing the momentum anomaly. 43. Chapter 5. 46. 5.1 Introduction. 46. 5.2 Summary of Findings. 46. February 5, 2001 Test of the Catton. 46. February 5, 2002 Test of the Femoran French, 1993, 3-factor model. 47. February 5, 2003 Test of the Kahar 2. S1997, 4-factor model. 47. February 5, 2004 Test of the market anomalies. 49. 50, 52, 53, 57, 5, 2, 4, 1, test of the size Enk. 5, 2, 4, 2, test of the book 2. 5, 2, 4, 3, test of the moment. 5.3 conclusions. 5.4 recommendations for the study. 5.5 suggestion for further research. Reference. Appendix 1. Sampling frame. Stocks listed are. V. Abstract. The CAPM has for a long time been used to explain the expected return on stocks. However, the discoveries of market anomalies such as the size, book-to-market and the momentum effects have greatly undermined the CAPM's ability to explain the expected returns on stocks. These anomalies prompted Femoran French, 1993, and Kahar, 1997, to propound asset pricing models that captured the effects of these anomalies in them. This study sought to test whether the CAPM, Femoran French, 1993, 3-factor model and the Kahar 2, S1997, 4-factor model can explain the returns of stocks traded in the NSE from a portfolio perspective. The stock returns used in this study were those of the 48 companies that trade under the MIMS in the NSE during the period January 2009 to December 2013. 6 portfolios that were sorted for size and book to market were created and used to test the CAPM as well as the Femoran French, 1993, 3-factor model. Also, an additional 6 portfolios that were sorted for size and past performance were constructed to test the Kahar 2, S1997, 4-factor model. The data was then analyzed using time series regression analysis and the estimated parameters were tested for significance. This study finds that even though the CAPM has been highly regarded for many years since it was put forward, when tested in the NSE from a portfolio's perspective, the evidence and support of it is weak. This study finds that other significant factors existed that were not captured by CAPM, implying therefore that beta is not an adequate measure of risk. Also, as for the Femoran French, 1993, 3-factor model, this study finds that it does not quite capture all the factors influencing the returns of stocks traded in the NSE. However, this study finds that the Kahar 2 S1997 4-factor model performs better relative to the CAPM and the Femoran French 1993 3-factor model, as it was observed to have a better explanatory power of the variation of expected returns of most of the sets of portfolios that it was tested on. The findings of this study will be of great significance to the finance academia and other interested parties as it will assist in boosting their understanding of an asset pricing model that can explain better the variations in returns of stocks traded in the NSE. OJB. V. / 2. V. List of abbreviation and acronyms AIMS Alternative Investment Market Segment. CAPM Capital Asset Pricing Model. CMA Capital Market Authority. MIMS Main Investment Market Segment. NSE Nairobi Securities Exchange. SML Security Market Line. ~0 and. List of tables. Table 3.1. Target population. 22. Table 3.2. Sample determinants. 22. Table 4.1. average monthly excess portfolio returns and standard deviations. 30. Table 4.2. Test of the CAPM for portfolio sorted for size and book to market. 31. Table 4.3. Correlation between factor premiums proposed by Femmer and French, 1993. 33. Table 4.4. Test of the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model for portfolio sorted, 33. Table 4.5. Correlation between the factor premiums proposed by Kehart, 1997. 35. Table 4.6. Test of the Kehart 2. S. 1997, four-factor model for portfolio sorted for size 36. Table 4.7. Test of the Kehart 2. S. 1997, four-factor model for portfolio sorted for size 38. Table 4.8. Test for size anomaly for portfolio sorted for size and book to market. 41. Table 4.9. Test of book to market anomaly. 42. Table 4.10. Test of the momentum anomaly. 44. Table 4.11. Test of the momentum anomaly. 45. List of figures. Table for R. / Figure 3.1. Conceptual framework. 19. 4. Plus 0%. Chapter 1 Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. A perfectly legitimate question that one can ask is, why does our return on a stock differ from that of another? This has been an area of focus in the field of finance since its inception. Any person with a background in finance, when presented with this question, has one thought that instantaneously goes through his or her mind, CAPM. CAPM, which was propounded by Sharpe, 1964, Lindner, 1965, and Black, 1972, has always been considered to be the magnum opus, almost a magical formula for asset pricing. It attempts to explain why the cross-sectional expected stock returns differ, using only a single factor, beta, which is the covariance between the market return and the individual stock return, Rustam and Nicol, %10. Decades later, CAPM is still the centerpiece of most finance courses and indeed, it is often the only asset pricing model that is taught in these courses. It is also widely used in applications such as evaluating the performance of an asset or portfolio and the estimation of the cost of capital for a firm. CAPM is an equilibrium model and provided it is correct and that the market is efficient, any stock behavior that cannot be explained by CAPM is considered to be a market anomaly, Rustam and Nicolas, 2 OLAV, LU, Fersen Intuit, VEC. The fascinating thing about CAPM is that it offers an intuitively pleasing and powerful prediction about how to measure risk and it describes the relationships between expected return and risk as measured by beta, Femmer and French, 2004. Unfortunately, the empirical studies that have been conducted to test CAPM conclude that the model is poor enough to invalidate the way it is used in application, Femmer and French, 2004. Throughout the history of stock markets, there have been many markets anomalies that have been spotted and rigorously researched on by the world's academia. Since the advent of CAPM, many studies on the variations of cross-sectional expected returns of portfolios have been conducted, using different methods, to test its empirical validity. The vast majority of these studies have been conducted on the United States stock markets. After testing CAPM, 1. Femmer and French, 1992, have in their findings, proof that beta alone cannot explain the differences between the cross-sectional expected stock returns in the United States stock markets as well as other international stock markets. Femmer and French, 1993, propose an addition of two more variables to the CAPM, to form a three-factor model. When tested, they find that it offered a better explanation of the cross-sectional variations of expected stock returns relative to the CAPM. The three factors include the market factor, the ratio of book equity to market equity factor and the market capitalization or size factor. The resulting asset pricing model came to be known as the Femmer and French 1993 three-factor model. Book. The findings at Femmer and French, 1993, to begin with, are very controversial because they claim that simple variables such as size, market capitalization, of the firm and the book-to-market equity can strongly explain the variations in the expected returns of stocks better than beta. The controversy arises in an attempt to explain why that two variables predict stock expected returns. Femmer and French, 1995, argue that the two factors function as a proxy to risk exposure. Cowthree, Shanken and Sloan, 1995, argue that book-to-market equity and size are able to explain the variation in cross-sectional returns of stocks because of survivorship bias. After the Femmer and French three-factor model was propounded, other studies started coming up that either confirmed or refuted their findings. Although the Femmer and French 1993 three-factor model has been widely acknowledged by many researchers, it has been subject to criticism such as its inability to explain the momentum factor, which is the continuation of short-run past returns in the future, Netty, Ward and Jablaidite, 2009. Consequently, it has been subject to further improvements. 4. Kehart, 1997, find that the addition of a new variable, momentum effect, into the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model significantly boosted its explanatory power. The resulting model came to be known as the Kehart 2S, 1997, four-factor model. Momentum effect, just like the size factor and the book-to-market equity factor, is a market anomaly. Jgedish, 1990, and Jgedish and Tittman, 1993, find that there is evidence on the existence of the momentum effect on the variation of the cross-sectional expected returns of stocks. They conclude that in the short run, stocks considered to be past winners outperform those that are 2. Considered to be past losers, and so, going long on past winners and going short on past losers leads to significant abnormal returns being earned. The Kehart, 1997, four-factor model was found to better explain the cross-sectional variations of expected return of stocks. This research intended to test whether these asset pricing models can explain the expected returns on stocks traded in the Kenyan stock market. 1.2 Statement of the problem. A few studies have been conducted to test the CAPM in the NSE, but the Femmer and French three-factor model and the Kehart 2 S four-factor model are yet to be tested on the NSE from a portfolio perspective. However, he tested CAPM empirically from an individual stock perspective, unlike the Femmer and French who tested CAPM from a portfolio perspective also, since Kehart 2 S four-factor model, which also includes the momentum effect, was developed and tested on the United States stock markets. It is important that its robustness be tested using data from other stock markets such as the NSE. It is worthy to note that Kehart 2's approach was similar to that of Femmer and French's. He analyzed the stocks from a portfolio perspective. Even though some mode S can explain the expected return of an asset with risk, to some degree, there is no model that can explain the expected return in a complete manner. My choice of working with these three asset pricing models was aimed at getting different test result based on my own empirical study to my KM. Conducted to test whether the CAPM, Femmer and French three-factor model and the Kehart 2 SFOUR factor model can explain the expected returns on Kenyan equity stocks from a portfolio perspective. This gap in research necessitated this study. 4. 1.3 General objectives. To test whether asset pricing models explain the expected return on portfolios of equity stocks traded in the Kenyan stock markets. 1.4 Specific objectives. I. To test whether CAPM explains the expected returns of stock portfolios in the NSE. 3. I. To test whether the Femmer and French 1993 three-factor model explains the expected returns of stock portfolios in the NSE. I. To test whether the Kehart 2 S 1997 four-factor model explains the expected returns of stock portfolios in the NSE. 1.5 Research questions. I. Does the CAPM explain the expected returns of stock portfolios in the NSE? I. Does the Fenron French, 1993, three-factor model explain the expected returns of stock portfolios in the NSE? Does the Kerr four-factor model explain expected returns of stock portfolios in the U.S. completely? 1.6 significance of the stud. Academicians in the field of Finery 3/4 degrees 4 yens wrong the findings of the study concerning the explanatory power of each of the three models. This will greatly boost their efforts in the never-ending quest for an asset pricing model that can explain the expected returns on stock, U4%. The findings of this study will also be of great importance to financial advisors and potential investors in the NSE because it will enable them to determine whether a particular asset is either correctly priced or mispriced. This will enable them to build portfolios that will maximize their returns as they try to take advantage of market imbalances where the expected return on stocks is not equal to the required return on the stocks. Capital market regulators will also benefit from this study as they will be able to investigate on and identify possible factors that might cause market imbalances. This will help them to boost the market efficiency. 4. 1.7 delimitations. This study intended to test the Kappen, Fenron French, 1993, three-factor model and the Kerr S, 1997, four-factor model holistically from a portfolio perspective. To achieve this, financial data for most equity stocks listed in the NSE were taken into consideration for the time period beginning January 2009 to December 2013. This practice of analyzing equity stocks and testing of asset pricing models from a portfolio perspective is widely accepted and has been replicated in many previous empirical studies, and so, it is hoped that the validity of this study will be greatly enhanced. 1.8 Limitation of the study. This study only tested three asset pricing models, namely, the Kappen, Fenron French 1993, three-factor model and the Kerr II. S. 1997, four-factor model. There are other asset pricing models that have been put forward by various researchers in the field of finance that also strive to explain the expected return of the stocks, but there is no general consensus as to which among them is true. Despite the fact that not all asset pricing models will be tested, the findings of this study will greatly boost the struggle for the search of a robust asset pricing model that can explain the expected returns of stocks listed on the NSE. 5. 1.9 Definition of key terms. Beta, ITU. S. A measure of systematic risk, which is the risk that cannot be eliminated through diversification, Fenron French, 1993. Cross-sectional variation of stock returns, it is an observation of varying returns across different stocks at a given point in time, Rustam and Niklash, 2010. Factor sensitivity, ITU. S. A measure of the responsiveness of the expected return of a security to a change in a factor, Fenron French, 1993. 4J. Growth stocks or glamour stocks, they are firms considered to have a low book-to-market equity ratio, Rustam and Niklash, 2010. Large cap stocks, they are firms considered to have a large market capitalization as pay. V. Small cap stocks, they are firms that are considered to have a small market capitalization as. N. 1983. Y4V. Per a predetermined criterion, Kim. U/. Degrees W. Ledy to have a high one. Value stocks, they are firms that are considered to have a high book-to-market equity ratio, Rustam and Niklash, 2010. 6. Chapter 2 Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the theories on efficient market hypothesis, modern portfolio theory, market anomalies, the empirical studies that have been conducted in the area of expected returns on stocks and the asset pricing models that try to explain them. The variables that try to explain the expected returns on stocks, as has been suggested by the Kappen, Fenron French, 1993, three-factor model and the Kerr II. S. 1997, four-factor model were brought out in the form of a conceptual framework. 2.2 Efficient market hypothesis. The efficient market hypothesis states that the market stock prices reflect all available information. However, the hypothesis can be divided into three subgroups upon which the market efficiency can be tested, Thema 1970. These three subgroups are efficiency in the weak form, efficiency in the semi-strong form, and efficiency in the strong form. Within these three subgroups, the understanding of available information is interpreted differently, Thema 1970. Efficiency in the weak form refers to available information as the stocksure, historical returns and prices. It implies that the stocksure market price captures all information that can be generated when examining historical stock prices and returns. This was confirmed by Thema 1970, where he stated that the market prices are a reflection of historical stock prices and returns. Efficiency in the semi-strong form proposes that information that has been made public and can be easily accessed is reflected in the stocksure market prices. Public information includes not only historical data on stock prices and returns, but also events pertaining to current earnings, splits, stock issues, announcements, etc., Thema 1970. According to Thema, Fisher, Jensen and Roll, 1969, stock prices do react quickly to new information, and that no investor can earn excess return above the expected unless that investor trades on insider information. 7. Efficiency in the strong form looks at the issue of market efficiency from a point of view of insider information and whether investors and insiders who have access to this information can earn excess returns relative to outsiders, Thema 1970. This form of efficiency is rejected by Thema 1970. He concludes that insiders can earn abnormal returns on information that is not available to the public. A test of the market efficiency of the Kenyan stock market by Dickinson and Regu, 1994, revealed that it was efficient in the weak form, and no recent study on the same has come to the knowledge of the researcher. However, it is important to note that the study period in this thesis is very much different from the period when that market efficiency test was conducted, and that the market efficiency could have changed since then due to the myriad of changes that have been implemented by the Kenyan CMA, including stricter regulations. Percent Theory 2.3 Modern Portfolio. The modern portfolio theory was first introduced by Markowitz, 1952, in his research article about portfolio selection. Since then, his work has been fundamental for all other kinds of to the imp investment decisions topics, as it pertains to the importance of diversification in order to minimize the risk and maximize on the portfolio return. This is referred to as the mean RLE, that is considered to be variance analysis. Markowitz, 1952, presents an investment rule reasonable as investors want to maximize their wealth and generate a high utility as possible, UGTH. The rule states that an investor should diversify his portfolio among those securities that are expected to generate the highest return. 4. According to Markowitz, 1952, the number of securities in a portfolio plays a crucial role, because the more the securities included in a portfolio, the closer will the expected return be to the actual return. Moreover, when you add a risky asset with a low correlation into a portfolio, the overall portfolio risk reduces. This statement, however, is somehow limiting, considering that, even by adding risky assets into a portfolio, the overall portfolio risk reduces, but it cannot be eliminated entirely. Due to the fact that not the entire portfolio risk can be diversified away no matter how many securities are added into the portfolio, makes it possible to divide the risk into two groups, namely systematic risk and unsystematic risk, Rustamant-Niklash, 2010. Systematic risk is that risk that can be eliminated through diversification. It is also referred to as firm's unique risk or firm-specific risk, involves risk factors connected to a specific firm or company, Rustamant-Niklash, 2010. Examples of such risks include lost contracts that influence a firm's revenues, fire at a firm's warehouse, etc. Systematic risk, on the other hand, is the risk that cannot be eliminated through diversification. It is influenced by overall market conditions, such as changes in the macroeconomic factors, Sharp, 1964. Since systematic risk is connected to the overall risk in the economy, it is also referred to as SU risk. March 2, 2001 Portfolio Selection of Risky Assets. According to Markowitz, 1952, portfolio formation is based on the notion of mean variance analysis. This means that an investor intending to form a portfolio of assets has to decide on a preferable portfolio expected return or variance. This is because the portfolio with the lowest risk is probably not the one with the highest return. There is a trade-out between the risk and the expected return, as it is possible to increase the expected return of a portfolio by allowing for more risk or decrease the risk by reducing the expected return. Rustam and Niklash, 2010. Markowitz, S. 1952, Mean Variance Analysis assumes that the investor is risk-averse, they know their expected returns, variances, covariances, and that there are no taxes or transaction costs. Mean Variance Analysis is used by investors to identify efficient or optimal portfolios. The concept of risk aversion stipulates that given two assets with the same return, an investor will select the one with the lower risk, implying that being risk averse is not about minimizing risk but trading off risk. Markowitz, 1952, was able to clearly illustrate how risk-return combinations assist in the creation of efficient portfolios and how an efficient frontier was derived. The efficient frontier shows how a portfolio is dominated by another, based on the risk return. 9. Combinations. Portfolios that lie on upper part of the efficient frontier are regarded to be efficient portfolios, Markowitz, 1952. 2.4 Stock market anomalies. A market anomaly is an empirical fact that is not supported by the prevailing theory, Berg, 1995. According to Schwert, 2002, a market anomaly is an empirical finding that cannot be explained by the available and maintained theories within the asset pricing area of study. Moreover, market anomalies either unearth inefficiencies in the market or misspecifications in an asset pricing model that explains the expected return of an asset. If a market anomaly is uncovered that indicates an inefficient market, will also put a strain on the reliability of an asset pricing model that assumes that the market is efficient. However, for a market anomaly to indicate an inefficient market, it must be possible for an investor to profitably trade on it, otherwise it is not economically significant and would therefore not imply market inefficiency. Rustam and Niklash, 2010. It is possible for an anomaly to disappear after it has been discovered because traders take advantage of it to earn arbitrage gains, thereby adjusting prices to the level where the anomaly ceases to exist, Rustam and Niklash, However, investors cannot know about the existence of a market anomaly because most anomalies tend to be specific to the research uncovering it, which might be an indicator of data snooping, Lehonishuk, Shleifer and Vishny, 1994. For this problem to be avoided, new data must be the base for market anomaly testing. An anomaly may cease to exist when it has been tested on new data, either because the investors have taken advantage of it by making abnormal gains or because there is no longer a case of data snooping, Meckering, Nisser and Vella, 2006. This study intends to analyze the size effect, book to market and the momentum effect market anomalies. April 2, 2001 Size effect. According to Benz, 1981, firm size as measured by market capitalization, is an explanatory variable to abnormal return that is not captured by asset pricing models, suggested Vivekatan. Moreover, this firm size effect, which is also commonly referred to as the small firm effect, is not stable over time and the degree of abnormal returns that is yielded by the small 10. Firms is subject to variations, Benz, 1981. Berg, 1995, also finds that the market capitalization of a firm has got a significant explanatory power on the expected returns, and since it is not captured by the CAPM, it can be included as an explanatory variable in an asset pricing model to capture the return not originally explained. Femmer and French, 1992, also find the size anomaly to be significant, and they state that it acts as a proxy for risk and should be included in an asset pricing model, indicating that small firms are considered to be more risky than large firms. According to Regalski and Titic, 1986, and King, 1983, the small firm effect market anomaly appears to be more evident in the month of January, as these small firms have a relatively higher return in this month as compared to the other months. Key M, 1983, finds that almost half of the abnormal returns occur in the first week of January. Slash F. Benz, 1981, speculates that the lack of available information about small firms leads to them having fewer investors relative to other large firms with a wider range of information that enables investors to make informed 3D decisions. This results to these small firms having a small investor base, and this again leads to higher returns to those few investors. Including the January fact that is also associated with low firm effect, additional theories for its eye-witness small existence have been proposed. According to Schwert, 2002, the January factor arises as a result of high volatility that is common with small stocks. Due to this high volatility, the possibility of investors making an investment loss at the end of the year are high, encouraging them to sell at this time of the year so as to realize the losses in their income tax. This consequently reduces their tax liability on capital gains. The prices of small firms will therefore reduce at the end of the year, to then rise again at the beginning of the year as investors repurchase them to ensure diversification and balance in their portfolio. Therefore, this trading due to tax reasons increases the expected returns of these small firm stocks, since their price will increase during the month of January, Schwedert, 2002. However, a number of critical opinions that argue against small firm effect being a market anomaly have also arisen. Stolon the Whaley, 1983, state that there is no small firm effect if transaction costs are accounted for. In fact, they found that large firms outperform the small firms when transaction costs have been factored in. Therefore, according to Stolon the Whaley, 1983, the firm's size effect indeed exists, only that it is a reversed effect where the large firms outdo the small firms in terms of positive excess returns. To my knowledge, there is not any strong and scientifically valid research about the small firm effect, market anomaly, in the Kenyan stock market, which thereby leaves this area as highly suitable for further research. April 2, 2002 Book to Market. Femmer and French, 1992, find that there is a strong relationship between the book to market equity ratio and the stock performance. Firms with high book-to-market equity ratio tend to outperform those with low book-to-market equity ratio in terms of returns. This implies that the book-to-market equity ratio is a market anomaly. However, there is no consistency between researchers as to why it exists. Researchers have suggested that it exists because of risk compensation, implying that firms with high book-to-market equity are more risky and hence they should compensate the investor with a higher return. Companies that have a high book-to-market equity ratio tend to have poor historical performance, and hence they are considered to be riskier, Femmer, 1998. O.B. Other researchers have argued that book the expectation errors that investors make stocks. Arguments by these researchers have value stocks. A growth stock, also known as a glamour stock, market equity ratio, while a value stock is a stock with a high book-to-market equity. According to Leonashuk, Schleifer and Vishny, 1994, value stocks have a higher return than B. Argued anomaly exists because of a in and undervaluation of M of growth stocks and tech with a low book to locator may a higher. Growth stocks, because of the investor behavior, are shaped by their expectations and not because of the underlying risk. Investors are set to overrate information and thereby preferring to invest in stocks from companies with good historical performance, which causes their prices to increase, making them growth stocks. However, these investors whose strategy is to invest in value stocks are shown to outdo the growth stock investors, because those investing in the growth stocks hold them for too long until their price eventually declines. 12. Leonashuk et al. 1994, who oppose the Femmer and French, 1992, findings, argue that value stocks do not carry any more risk than growth stocks, implying that the book-to-market equity market anomaly cannot be explained by the risk-reward concept. According to my knowledge, the book To Market Equity, Market Anomaly, is sparsely researched on with regard to the NSE and a suggestion for further research is highly recommended. April 2, 2003 Momentum Effect. According to Jagadish, 1990, the momentum effect is where stocks considered as being past winners, with a high return the previous month, continue to generate abnormal returns the following month, whereas the stocks considered past losers in a given month continue to perform poorly the following month. Jagadish and Titman, 1993, investigated further the momentum effect over a longer time horizon of 3 to 12 months and they find that again the past winners had performed the past losers in terms of returns thereby strengthening. Rehnhorst, 1998, and Ish and Lonishuk, 1996, also find that the momentum effect lasts for about a year and it is not at all related to the size of the firms. Their theory of the existence of the momentum effect anomaly in the financial markets. Ianterogdish and Lekoryu is not at all degrees. Many researchers have tried to justify the existence of the momentum effect by turning to market underreaction to new information and behavioral finance instead of risk-reward relationships. According to Jagadish and Titman, 1993, the momentum effect market anomaly is not due to risk factors but to the underreactions by the market to earnings announcements thereby causing a gradual price adjustment. Further, Nal et al. 1996, test whether the market underreaction to earnings announcement is behind the momentum effect and their reason for doing this was because stocks that had better earnings announcement outperformed those that had an insufficient earnings announcement relative to what was expected of them. This differential in return was consistent for 6 months, indicating a market underreaction because the released information was not immediately absorbed by the market but it was instead gradually incorporated into the prices, Nal et al., 1996. 13. N and Steen, 2005, explain the momentum effect from a different angle as the focus on the different kinds of investment traders, namely those that are referred to as UAT News Watchers way because of their investment decisions which are based on fundamental analysis and those that are referred to as UAT Momentum Traders way because of their investment decisions which are based on technical analysis. The fundamental information that the UAT News Watchers way base their forecast on is spread over gradually resulting in an underreaction of the market as the prices slowly try to adjust to their intrinsic value. On the other hand, the momentum traders only base their decisions on historical prices, which thereby imply that they do not know the intrinsic value of the stocks are and consequently they do not know what the right price is. This will result in the stocks becoming overpriced and the momentum confirm. Anomaly fact being confirmed. 2.5 The Katten. Katten was developed by Sharp, 1964, Lindner, 1965, and Black, 1972, from the Markowitz S, 1952, mean variance analysis. The fundamental principle about Markowitz mean variance analysis is to assist in the selection of efficient portfolios, portfolios that maximize on returns and minimize risk. D. APM expresses a positive relationship between an asset's returns and its systematic risk as measured by beta. The resulting regression line that describes this relationship is known as the SML. The Katten was developed on the basis of some assumptions, namely, investors borrow and lend at the risk-free rate, investors are risk-averse and try to maximize their wealth, investors choose their portfolios based on the risk and expected return over a single period, there are no taxes and transaction costs and finally, investors have homogeneous views and expectations regarding an asset's variables such as standard deviation, expected return and correlation, Sharp, 1964. The formula for the Katten was presented by Sharp, 1964, and Lindner, 1965, is as follows. E, RPIT, RINIT, IM, II. 1. Where, 14. 6. E, RPIT, expected return on portfolio I during period TIMT, market return. RFT, excess markets return or market premium, IT. Beta value for portfolio IRMT, RFT, market premium or excess market return T, time period the portfolio. S beta is computed as follows. It equals calving RM. 2. Where, Kev, NIM, of variance between returns of portfolio and the market return. 62M, variance of the market. Percent. The fact that beta only reflects the systematic risk is because investors are assumed diversified portfolio TH, eliminating the non-systematic risk, Sharpe, 1964. The expected return of an asset is the summation of the risk-free rate and the risk premium. The SML, which is basically the CAPM, indicates the expected return of a security given its beta value. However, if a security S expected return plots above or below the SML, it is said to be either undervalued or overvalued respectively, which indicates a mispricing of that security. Despite the fact that the CAPM is popular and widely used, ITU S a theory that has come under a lot of criticism. According to Berg, 1995, CAPM does not hold in reality because of the flaws of the model itself or how the model is applied while being tested empirically. Femmer and French, 1992, also state the CAPM S unrealistic assumptions such as lending and borrowing at the risk-free rate makes it subject to criticism. Femmer and French, 1992, also argue that the beta measure used in the CAPM does not sufficiently capture the expected return of an asset because market anomalies such as the firm size effect or the book-to-market equity effect are not accounted for in it. Consequently, if an asset R's beta does not explain its expected return, then it would imply that the market is not efficient in the way that CAPM suggests and therefore, it would not hold as an asset pricing model, Femmer and French, 2004. 15. 2.6 Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. CAPM is infamously known to be unable to explain the book-to-market equity effect and size effect on stock returns together with other market anomalies. In fact, this is the reason as to why they are called market anomalies, because CAPM cannot explain them, Rustament Niklash, 2010. Femmer and French, 1992, find that beta alone cannot explain the cross-sectional variations of stock-sure expected returns. Taking into consideration the size effect anomaly, book-to-market anomaly and the earnings price ratio anomaly, Femmer and French, 1992, test whether the expected return on stocks can be explained given those factors are included in an asset pricing model. They find that the book-to-market equity and the size effect anomalies explain the differences in stock returns. However, they found that the book-to-market equity and the earnings price ratio are related and so including the earnings price ratio in the asset pricing model would only make it redundant. In the same study, Femmer and French, 1992, find that there was no significant relation between the expected returns on the United States stocks and their betas. 992, F. Propelled by their findings in 199. And French, 1993, form a three-factor asset pricing model that includes the market premium, size effect and the book-to-market equity anomaly. Their reason for adding the market premium into the model was due to the fact that stock returns were on average above the 1 month. The Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model is shown below. E, RPIT, equals RFT plus I, RMT, RFT, plus S, SMB, plus A, IMF. 3. Where, E, RPIT, expected return on portfolio I during period T by, S and H. Risk factor sensitivities for the market premium, size effect and the high book to market equity ratio. RFT, risk-free rate. RMT, RFT, excess markets return or market premium. 16. SMB, small minus big. ITU. S the short-term difference between the average returns on portfolios that have a small market capitalization and the average returns on portfolios that have a big market capitalization. HML, high minus low. ITU. S the short-term difference between the average returns on portfolios with a high book-to-market equity ratio and the average returns on portfolios with low book-to-market equity ratio. The Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model has been tested by various researchers and varying conclusions have been arrived at. Connor and Segale, 2001, agree with the Femmer. flow price ratio, earnings price ratio, long-term past returns and short-term past returns. They find that the three-factor models performs well in all those cases except when it came to the short-term past return. They find that an anomaly where stocks considered as short-term winners continued to earn abnormal returns relative to stocks considered short-term losers. This market anomaly that could not be explained by their three-factor model was referred to as the momentum effect. Agree with Femmer and French, 1993, that the CAPM does not explain the cross-section variations of stock expected returns. According to Miss Irie and Alper, 2009, CAPM performs the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model on the Istanbul Stock Exchange. However, it is important to note that the Istanbul Stock Exchange is a developing market and might differ from those markets of developed countries. A study by Nati et al., 2009, EW that the addition of the book to market explanatory power of the model, than Oyen French, 1993. The stock market finds that despite the fact is effect factors to the CAPM, boosts the T, as much relative to the findings at FEMA. 2.7 Kaha, S, 1997, four-factor model. Femmer and French, 1996, test further, their earlier three-factor model, to see whether it can explain the relationship between average expected stock returns and the sales growth, cash. A study by Nati et al., 2009, EW that the addition of the book to market explanatory power of the model, than Oyen French, 1993. Femmer and French, 1996, test further, their earlier three-factor model, to see whether it can explain the relationship between average expected stock returns and the sales growth, cash. 17. After the Femmer and French, 1996, study, Kehart, 1997, decided to modify the three-factor model, by adding one more factor to it, which would capture a one-year momentum effect on stock returns. This new asset pricing model was named the Kaha 2, S, 1997, four-factor model and it is stated as follows, E, RPIT, equals RFT plus I, RMT, RFT, plus S, SMB, plus A, HML, plus W, WML, 4. Where, E, RPIT, expected return on portfolio I during period T, I, S, H, and W, risk factor sensitivities for the market premium, size effect, high book to market equity ratio and the momentum effect factors respectively. RFT, risk-free rate. RMT, RFT, E, says market's return or market premium. SMB, small minus big. ITU, S the difference between the average returns on portfolios that have a small market capitalization and the average returns on portfolios that have a big market capitalization. HML, high minus low. ITU, S the short-term difference between the average returns on portfolios with a HIGL, 2, equity ratio and the average returns on portfolios with low book to market quit. WML, winners minus losers. ITU, S the difference between the average 4 returns on portfolios considered to be past winners and the average returns on portfolios considered to be past losers. According to Kehart, 1997, the four-factor model does a better job at explaining the expected return on stocks because it substantially reduces the average pricing errors of the three-factor model and the CAPM. Nati et al. 2009, find that by adding the momentum effect market anomaly to the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model, does in fact explain the expected return on stocks on the New Zealand Stock Exchange and they illustrated this by using portfolios of stocks. Conversely, Avramov and Cordier, 2006, find that the momentum effect factor inclusion into the three-factor model does not help in explaining the expected returns on stocks in the New York stock market and the Nasdaq in the short run. 18. 2.8 Conceptual Framework. The asset pricing models that were under study try to explain the expected returns on stocks. CAPM tried to explain the returns with its single factor, market premium. The Femmer and French, 1993, model has three factors that try to explain the expected returns on stocks namely, market premium, size premium and the book-to-market premium. The Kaha, S, 1996 model has four factors that try to explain the expected return on stocks, namely market premium, size premium, book-to-market premium, and the momentum factor. Premier. Market premium. Capm. Market premium. Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. Size effect. Expected return on stock portfolios. Book-to-market equity ratio. Market premium. Size effect. Kaha. S. 1997, four-factor model. Book-to-market equity ratio. Momentum effect. Independent variables asset pricing model dependent variable. Figure 3.1. Conceptual framework for how the asset pricing models explain stock returns. 19. 2.9 research gap. After testing Capm, Nambiwani, 2008, concludes that during the period 2003 to 2007, the empirical work on the Kenyan stock market supports Capm to a large extent though not fully. However, the study tested Capm empirically from an individual stock perspective unlike the Femmer and French, 1993, who tested Capm from a portfolio perspective. Moreover, the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model and the Kaha, S, 1996, four-factor models are yet to be tested empirically from a portfolio perspective, using recent returns data on stocks traded in the NSE. This therefore led to a gap in research that this Y study bringing / percent. 20. Chapter 3 Research Methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This chapter contains the discussion about the approach that was adopted. It focuses on the research design that was used, the target population, sampling techniques, data collection procedures, a discussion on validity and reliability and the methods of data analysis. 3.2 Research Design. A research design is a blueprint that specifies the relationship between the variables being studied and it begins with a plan for the selection of the types and sources of information to be used to answer the research question, Cooper and Emery, 1995. This research intended to determine whether the independent variables propounded by the three asset pricing models being studied explain the expected returns on stocks. These variables include excess market return, size effect, book equity to market equity and the momentum effect. The study used secondary data to measure these variables and it covered the period beginning from January 2009 to December 2013. / Because the researcher intended to test the three asset pricing models with a variety of companies listed on the NSE, for a considerable period of time he considered to be figure intense. 3.3 Target Population. This study intended to test the Capm, Femmer and French, 1997, three-factor model and the Kaha, S, 1996, four-factor model on the actively traded stocks in the NSE. The population that was targeted was all the equity stocks that were actively traded in the NSE within the period starting from January 2009 to December 2013. As of December 2013, the NSE was trading a total of 56 equity stocks, of which, 48 pertained to the MIMS while the remaining 8 pertained to the AIMS. The stocks contained in the AIMS, however, were thinly traded and did not, therefore, fall under the category of actively traded stocks. This therefore implied that the target population was all those stocks traded under the MIMS, within the study period, because they were actively traded. 21. Therefore, the quantitative research STR. Table 3.1. Target population. Market sectors number. MIMS. Agricultural 3. Commercial and services 12. Finance and investment 15. Industrial and allied 18. 2. 3.4 Sampling procedure. This study intended to test the three asset pricing models using portfolios of stocks traded in the NSE. The targeted population, as described above, was the 48 stocks that were being actively traded in the NS percentile the MIMS, within the study period. The researcher considered this as a rather small number to warrant any sampling because it would lead to the formation of portfolios that contained only a few stocks. Therefore, this study worked with all the stocks contained in the target population and no sampling procedures were conducted. Table 3.2. Sample determinants. UVRA. Market sectors population sampled percentage. Number a number, percent. MIMS. Agricultural 3, 3, 100%. Commercial and services 12, 12, 100%. 3, 3. 12, 12. 15, 15. 18, 18. Finance and investment 15, 15, 100%. Industrial and allied 18, 18, 100%. Total 48, 48. 22. 3.5 data collection procedure. This study adopted a quantitative research strategy that entails the analysis of objective statistical data. Therefore, the researcher intended to use secondary data on Kenyan stocks prices to test the CAPM, FEMA and French 1993 three-factor model and the CAHA S 1997 four-factor model. The equity stocks closing price data, which were used in this study, were collected from the NSE, tabulated and converted into monthly holding period returns. This data enhanced the measure of the portfolio expected returns, size effect, book-to-market equity and the momentum effect variables, which were used to test the asset pricing models being studied. The data on the NSE All-Share Index was used as a proxy to the market return. Also, the 91-day treasury bill for the period under study was collected from the Central Bank of Kenya information website and it was used as a proxy to the risk-free rate. E-periodic was use. Ability. Niklash, 2010, May, Biba Samwenry. 3.6 validity and relay. According to Rustam and Niklash, 2010, reliability relates to the issue of whether the findings from a study will be the same when reproduced or they were subject to random. MWNEN repra. Variables or events. Reliability therefore shows how stable the measures are, that is, whether they are measuring what they aim to measure. E2D is replicated and different results are obtained, then it is possible for the reliability of measures to be questioned, Rustam and Niklash, 2010. This study strived to generate results and measures that are reliable such that if the study were to be conducted again, in the same manner and in the same period as was done here, the same results would be generated. However, if a similar study is to be conducted, for a different time period in the future, then circumstances in the NSE might have changed and as a result, the outcome of the study could be different given the volatility and behavior of the stock market anomalies. Validity of a study relates whether the indicators that have been created measure what they are required to measure, Rustam and Niklash, 2010. The validity of a study is closely dependent on its reliability. Building out on this, if a measure is not stable over time, that is, it's not reliable, it won't give information about what is intended to be measured since the 23. Measure itself is unstable and not constant. As it had been considered that this study was strong in reliability, its validity is also considered to be quite strong. The asset pricing models being tested in this study have been tested before in various stock markets around the world and in most of the cases, they are said to measure the intrinsic values of stocks. This therefore implies that they measure what is expected of them. 3.7 Data Analysis. Monthly stock returns for all equity stocks listed under the MIMS in the NSE were computed from monthly closing prices using the holding period yield as demonstrated below. 5. RID, PI T plus DI. X. Percent. Where, RID, stock I return for month T, PI T, closing price of stock I for month T, DI T, dividend per share of stock I as at the end of month T, PI, TI, closing price of stock I for the month T, minus 1 to test these asset pricing models under study, the multivariate time series regression method was preferred. It is a method that has only one stage where the dependent variable is regressed on the explanatory factor premiums. This therefore implies that the intercept coefficient of the time series regression, commonly referred to as the alpha value or the Jones mu, S alpha, should be equal to zero if the independent variables or factors in the model explain the expected returns on the stocks, Rustam and Niklash, 2010. This is a method that was used by Black, Jensen and Scales, 1972, FEMA and Macbeth, 1973, FEMA and French, 1993, and other subsequent researchers in their endeavors to test the asset pricing models in various stock markets. According to Femer and French, 1993, the multivariate time series regression is more simpler but most importantly, more appropriate for comparing different model specifications because it tests how well the various combinations of factors manage to explain the expected returns on stocks. 24. July 3, 2001 explanatory variables. The explanatory variables that were considered in the testing of the CAPM, Femer and French. Excess returns, size, book-to-market equity ratio and the momentum effect. These three asset pricing models that were tested are shown below. Portfolios that have a big market capitalization. HML, high minus low. ITU. S the short-term difference between the average returns on portfolios with a high book-to-market equity ratio and the average returns on portfolios with low book-to-market equity ratio. WML, winners minus losers. ITU. S the difference between the average returns on portfolios considered to be past winners and the average returns on portfolios considered to be past losers. 1993, three-factor model and the Kahar 2. S. 1997, four-factor model included the market. CAPM. 993, three-factor model. I, RMT, RFT, plus S, SMB, plus A, HML, plus ET. Femer and Frey. E, RPIT, RFT. Kahar 2. S, 1997, 4 Feli, RPIT, RFT equals ZUP plus R. Plus S, SMB, plus A, HML, plus W, WML, plus ET, 8. E, RPIT, expected return on portfolio I during period T, A, intercept coefficient which is interpreted as vigence mu, S alpha value, I, S, H, and W, risk factor sensitivities for the market premium, size effect, high, book to market equity ratio and the momentum effect factors respectively. RPT, RFT, excess portfolio return over the risk-free rate. RMT, RFT, excess markets return or market premium. SMB, small minus big. ITU. S the short-term difference between the average returns on portfolios that have a small market capitalization and the average returns on. SMB, small minus big. ITU. S the short-term difference between the average returns on portfolios that have a small market capitalization and the average returns on. 25. ET, error term. After the monthly stock returns were computed, the SMB, HML and WML explanatory variables for the asset pricing models described above were created following the Femer and French, 1993, approach and the Kahar 2, S, 1997, approach. First, the stock's market capitalizations were computed and then ranked according to their size, from small to big. The ranking for each stock according to size was done on December of every year under the study. The stocks below the median market capitalization formed the UAT smaller portfolio while the stocks above the median market capitalization formed the UAT bigger portfolio accordingly. Stocks will also be independently ranked according to their book-to-market equity ratio and three book-to-market equity sorted portfolios were formed namely. Low, medium and high where the low book-to-market equity portfolio consisted of the bottom 30%, the medium book-to-market equity consisted of the middle 40% and the high book-to-market equity consisted of the top 30% of the book-to-market equity ratio ranked stocks. As per that Femer and French, 1993, approach, the book-to-market equity ratio is computed as follows. Book. Equity for the company. S fiscal year ending in the calendar year T minus 1 divided by the market equity or capitalization for that company, at the end of the calendar year T minus 1 that is end of December in the year T minus 1. QJ percent. Six portfolios were formed at the intersection of the aforementioned size and the book to market equity ratio sorted portfolios as shown below. Portfolio UAT S/LUA, portfolio at stocks contained in the small market capitalization group that are also contained in the low book to market equity group. Portfolio UAT S/MUA, portfolio at stocks contained in the small market capitalization group that are also contained in the medium book to market equity group. Portfolio UAT/HUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the small market capitalization group that are also contained in the high book to market equity group. Portfolio UAT/B/LUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the big market capitalization group that are also contained in the low book to market equity group. 26. Portfolio UAT/Pound/MUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the big market capitalization group that are also contained in the medium book to market equity group. Portfolio UAT/B/HUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the big market capitalization group that are also contained in the high book to market equity group. The explanatory variables for the CAPM, FEMA and French, 1993, model and the COHA 2, S. 1997, model, discussed above, will be computed as follows. Computation of market premium. The NESI and the Central Bank of Kenya 91-day Treasury bill were used as a proxy to the market return and the risk-free rate respectively. The monthly return on the NESI was computed using the holding period yield formula as shown below, MT, RFT, percent percent, slash value of the NESI at the ENC. For the NESI at the E, market premium equals RMT, RM, IVTL, 9, PN, where RMT, return on the N slash PNT, the closing value of the NESI at the end of month UAT/HUA. PNTI, the closing value for the NESI at the end of month UAT-1/HUA. Computation of SMB. SMB equals S slash L plus S slash M plus S slash high, B slash L plus B slash M plus B slash H10. Q. Computation of HML. HML equals S slash H plus B slash A, S slash L plus B slash L 11. 2. Computation of WML. To test the momentum effect, 6 portfolios were formed at the beginning of every financial year under the study period as per the COHA 2. S. 1997 approach. Stocks were ranked 27. According to their 12 months, past returns and then grouped into 3 categories from highest to lowest as follows. Portfolio UAT winners way, the top 1/3 of the stocks. Portfolio UAT losers way, the bottom 1/3 of the stocks. Portfolio UAT neutrala, the middle 1/3 of the stocks that are neither winners nor losers. Thereafter the 6 portfolios were formed at the intersection of the size effect portfolios and momentum effect portfolios as shown below. Portfolio UAT S/LUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the small market capitalization group that are also contained in the losers group. AT. Portfolio UAT S/NUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the small market capitalization group that degrees U4. IVN. Are also contained in the neutral group. Portfolio UAT S/WUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the small market capitalization group that are also contained in the winners group. Portfolio UAT B/LUA, portfolio of CKS contained in the big market capitalization group that are also contained in the losers G group. Portfolio UAT Pound/NUA, portfolio of stocks contained in the big market capitalization group that are also contained in the neutral group. Portfolio UAT B/WUA, portfolio of stocks core UAT NE in the big market capitalization group that are also contained in the winners group. LU4. After the above portfolios were formed, their monthly returns were used to compute the momentum effect as follows. WML equals B/W plus S/W, B/L plus S/L. 12. July 3, 2002. Explain variable. The 3 models that were tested in this study, as shown above, try to explain the expected return on a portfolio. Therefore, the expected monthly return on each portfolio, for each of the years under the study period was computed. Thereafter, the excess returns for each of the 6 size and the book-to-market sorted portfolios were computed and then regressed on the explanatory variables for each of the 3 models being tested. 28. Chapter 4 Data Presentation, Analysis and Interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the findings of the study together with the analysis and implications of the findings. An illustration of the statistical tests carried out on the data will also be presented together with their results. 4.2 Data Analysis. The objectives of this study were to test whether the Kappen, Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model and the Kahar, S, 1997, four-factor model can explain the expected returns on stocks traded in the NSE from a portfolio perspective. Stock market data from the NSE as well as the 91-day Treasury bill data from the CBK for the calendar years 2009 to 2013 were collected and processed into returns for purposes of analysis in the study. L. In order to test these asset pricing models, the researcher formed six portfolios that had been sorted for size and the book-to-market effects, namely portfolios S/A, S/M, S/L, B/A, B/M and B/L. These six portfolios enabled the researcher to measure the SMB and HML factors that were used to test the Femmer and EFNAH 1993 three-factor. In addition to the six portfolios mentioned above, six additional degrees, IS, were created to measure the momentum effect factor. These six portfolios included those stocks that were either past winners, past losers or neutral, and they were also sorted for size. They included portfolio S/W, S/N, S/L, B/W, pounds N and B/L. The WML factor was measured thereafter from these six portfolios and it was used to test the Kahar S 1997 four-factor model. 4. The test results of the asset pricing models being studied were tabulated as shown below, beginning with some descriptive statistics relating to the data on the portfolios that were created. February 4, 2001 mean monthly excess portfolio returns and standard deviations. The mean of the monthly portfolio returns over the study period was computed and tabulated as presented in Table 4.1. 29. Table 4.1. Average monthly excess portfolio returns and standard deviations. Mean excess returns. STD. Deviation. H. M. H. M. S 3.393 5.7 1 2 1 minus 11.073. Minus 6.2964 pounds minus 0.0874 7.017. 55.7753 45.4023 23.7473 23.577 43.3305 68.7868. Mean excess returns. J23 6.8315 minus 21.183. Plus or minus 5.7.2146 minus 17.04. STD. Deviation. W. N. 59.4505 37.8499 36.2165 54.7583 38.7131 43.9488. From Table 4.1, the small CI cap portfolios B/H and pounds M wit of portfolio S/L. However, folios S/H and S/M are outperforming the big size or large to average monthly excess return, with the exception is concerns book to market sorted portfolios. It was difficult to make an inference as to whether high book T market, because from what was L, whereas portfolio B/H was clearly a book to market portfolios. Arced portfolios outperformed low book to D, and Table 4.1, portfolio S/A outperformed S/L or medial portfolio B/L, which falls under low. As for the portfolio sorted based on their size and past performance, it can be observed from Table 4.1 that the past winner portfolios S/W and B/W were clearly outperforming the past loser portfolios S/L and B/L, which might thereby imply some evidence of existence of momentum in the NSE stock prices. This is consistent with the findings at Gedish and Titman, 1993, who finds that past winner stocks outperform past losers. February 4, 2002 testing of asset pricing models. The factor premiums proposed by the Kappen, Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model and the Kahar 2, S1997 four-factor model were computed and tabulated. For each of these asset pricing models, the portfolio excess returns were regressed against the factor premiums that they proposed. This facilitated the estimation of the alpha values and the 30 factor sensitivities of the intercept and slope coefficients respectively, which was thereafter tested for significance at the 5% level. As had been explained earlier in the research methodology chapter, the testing of the validity of an asset pricing model will revolve around the significance of the intercept coefficient of the model. S regression output. An asset pricing model whose intercept coefficient tests not to be significantly different from zero will imply that the factors premiums proposed therein are indeed the ones that influence the expected returns of stock portfolios to the exclusion of any other. 4.2.2.1 Testing the CATM. The CATM, as discussed in Chapter 2, is a single factor model. The factor sensitivity, which is a measure of risk that cannot be eliminated through diversification, was estimated as a coefficient and the single factor was market premium. The excess returns of each of the six portfolios were regressed against the market premium for the study period, and the results of the test, pertaining to the alpha value or intercept coefficient and the slope coefficient, are displayed in Table 4.2. Percent 1 EDF 40. Table 4.2. Test of the CAPM for portfolio sorted for size and book to market. E, RPIT, RFT equals a plus I, RMT, RFT, at HML, HML. A. 0. S34.103, 35.689, 2.168, 3.218, 4.470. 483. 12.415 pounds, 30.879, 35.313, 3.447, 4.259, 2.525. IT. I. S minus 4.082 minus 3.984 minus 1.760 minus 3.885 minus 5.035 minus 3.951. O minus 2.487 minus 4.116 minus 3.761 minus 6.966 minus 5.727 minus 2.713. R2. S. E. S.247.355.253 minus 4.082 7.984 4.494. 31. Pounds 0.513.416.138. 3.602. 7.250. 13.987. Edge R2. F stat. S.231.341.237 15.0951 25.35004 15.61318 0.503.404.119 48.5208732.802472 358974. For registered to be valid, the intercept coefficient must not be significantly different from zero, as this would suggest the existence of other possible factors. Upon a close examination of the t-statistic for the intercept coefficients, for each of the six portfolios, they were all larger than the critical t-value except for portfolio S/L, which had a t-statistic of 0.483. This implies that the intercept coefficients for portfolios S/A, S/M, B/A, pounds M and B/L are indeed significantly different from zero, suggesting the existence of other possible factors apart from market premium. Therefore, the test of CAPM in this case is indicating that the evidence and support slash hen test of it in the NSE is weak, well tested from a stock portfolio perspective. This is consistent with the findings at Femmer and French, 1992, who also find the evidence and support of the CAPM to be weak. Hen tested from Nata and French, 199. 4.2.2.1 Testing the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. Femmer and French, 1992, find that CAPM S single factor is not an adequate measure of the risk premium that an investor would demand for investing in a risky asset. This thereby implies that CAPM does not, therefore, explain the expected returns on stock portfolios. Femmer and French, 1993, proposes two more factors in addition to the CAPM: S market premium, namely, size effect factor and the book-to-market effect factor, to form a three-factor model as has been explained in Chapter 2. To test this model, the SMB and HML, which represent the size premium and book-to-market factor premium respectively, were computed. The excess returns of each of the six portfolios sorted for size and book-to-market were regressed against these three-factor premiums, and the alpha values and the factor sensitivities were estimated as intercept and slope coefficients respectively. Correlations between these factors were also determined and were tabulated as shown below. 32. Table 4.3. Correlation between factor premiums proposed by Femmer and French, 1993. Correlation. RMIF SMB HML. RMIF Pearson correlation sig. 2, tailed, 1.042.778. 310.032. SMB Pearson correlation sig. 2, tailed, 0.042.778, 1.205, 0.163. HML Pearson correlation sig. 2, tailed, 74. 310.032.205, 0.1631. It is one between the French, 1993. It can be noted that the correlations are quite low and most of them are not. Table 4.3 shows the correlation between the three factor premiums proposed by Femmer and French, 1993. It can be noted statistically significant at the 5UV/1 that he carelessly evolved level. Table 4.4. Test of the Femmer and French model for portfolio sorted for size and book to market. S, SMB, plus HI. ML, plus ET. 2.315. E, RPIT, RFT equals A plus RU, RMT, RFT. 7 LM. A. S 27.904, 36689, 1.543, 3.322, 4.861. 10.147 pounds, 33.099, 22.890, 2.889, 4.465. IT. I. Minus 3.168, minus 4.053, minus 1.668, minus 3.717, minus 5.293, minus 3.503. Minus 2.182 pounds, minus 4.429, minus 2.27, 9.132. 694, minus 2.271. 33. S. T. S. S minus 3.168.555.066, 3.437, 3.204, 6.12. 0.001. 118 minus 1.597. 008. 695 minus 7.038. H. T. H. S. 446.013.045, 3.830.128.690. O. 001 L. 144.516, 2.707, minus 1.405.381. R2, S, E, U, 4. Intercept coefficient. 8.400, 7.547, 4.693. 3.513, 7.412, 9.887. F stat. 20.00496, 13.7944465.469571, 20.76145, 12.2088, 23.4009 3. For this model to be valid, the int efficient which measures the alpha value must not be statistically different from 0 at the 5% level, would again imply the existence of other factors other than those proposed by Femmer and French, 1993. Table 4.4 shows the results of the regression that was run. It can be observed that all portfolios, except for portfolio S/L, had intercept coefficients whose t-statistics were than the critical t-value. This therefore implied that their intercept coefficients were indeed statistically different from zero, suggesting the possibility of there being other factors other than those proposed. However, just like APM, the intercept coefficient of portfolio S/L had a t-value of 0.329, which was lesser than the critical t-value. It can also be noted that for portfolio S/L, its R2 value of 0.272, for the Fenner and French 1993 three-factor model test, increases significantly relative to that of the same portfolio in the CAPM test, of 0.253. Also, the F-statistic for portfolio S/L of 5.47 is larger than the critical F-value of 2.80, implying that, at least one, factor sensitivity, is significantly different from zero, at the 5% level. Therefore, due to the fact that most intercept coefficients for the portfolios tested under the Fenner and French 1993 three-factor model are not significantly different from zero, it can 34. Be concluded that, the evidence in support of this model, in the NSE, seems to be inconclusive. 4.2.2.3 Testing the CAHA 2 S 1997 four-factor model. Kehart 1997 finds that the addition of the momentum effect factor to the Fenner and French 1993 three-factor model improves its validity by significantly boosting its explanatory power. The momentum effect, according to Jagadish, 1990, is the fact that stocks considered to be past winners continue to outperform those that are considered to be past losers in the short run. To test this theory in the NSE, additional 6 portfolios that were sorted for size and past performance were created. The portfolio excess returns for each of those 6 portfolios were regressed against the factor premiums, and the alpha values and factor sensitivities were estimated as the intercept coefficient and slope coefficient respectively. Table 4.5 begins by describing the correlation between the factor premiums proposed by Kehart 1997/VX. Table 4.5. Correlation between the factor premiums proposed by Kehart 1997. Relations for MRFS MBH MLW ML. RMRF Pearson correlation VF 11.042. 310. 068 Forno Sig. 2, tailed. UV 32 646 versus. SMB Pearson correlation Sig. 2, tailed, 0.042, 1.205. 124.778, 0.163.402. HML Pearson correlation Sig. 2, tailed. 310.205, 1. 062.032, 0.163.676. Pearson correlation. 068. 124. 062. WML. Sig. 2, tailed. 646. 402.676. 35. The correlation between the factor premiums, as per table 4.5, indicates that they are quite low and most of them are not significant at the 5% level. Table 4.6 displays the results of the regression analysis, where the intercept and slope coefficients, together with their respective t-values, for each of the 6 portfolios, are indicated. Table 4.6. Test the CAHA 2 S 1997 four-factor model for portfolio sorted for size and past POMS. E, RPIT. A plus B, RMT, RFT, plus S, SMB, plus A, HML, plus W, WML, plus ET. 4. S16.438, 25. 7.007 pounds, 31.5. 10.777. 2.024, 2.763, 1.358. 825, 3.807, 1.406, 2.667, S minus 3.570, minus 2.107, minus 2.8, -2.240 pounds, -2.973, -5.350, -2.831, 4.325, 4.038, 6, -3.208, -4.362, s.936.258.182, -1.012 pounds, 363, 258, 1.531, 1.232, 47, -1.538, s.333.184.084, 3.666, 1.819.945, pounds, 0.086.173.335.899, 1.860, 3.319, s. pounds, 803, 729, w. 054, 059, 276, 192, t, w. 6.992 423, -2.456, 6.070, 504, -1.505, 36, r2, s, e, s.778.320.430, 8.120, 9.055, 7.933, 0.714.455.501, 8.496, 8.294, 9.011. Edge R2, F stat. s.758.257.377, 37.7585.562248.1104. 0.687.404.454, 26.84648.96931, 10.7776. The six portfolios stated in Table 4.6 are those that have been sorted for size and past performances had been done by Kehart, 1997. The t-statistic for three intercept coefficients for portfolios S/L, B/W and B/L are smaller than the critical T values, indicating that those coefficients are not significantly different from zero at the 5% level. This is a major improvement relative to the Cabman, the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model, which were only able to explain one portfolio expected returns and not any other. The t-statistic for portfolio S/LU S-slope coefficients are larger than the critical T values, indicating that the market premium factor sensitivity and the momentum factor sensitivity are significantly different from zero at the 5% level. However, the t-statistic for size premium and book-to-market factor sensitivities of book 1.232 and 0.945, respectively, are smaller than the critical T values, making them not significantly different from zero. This therefore shows that even though that Kehart 2, S, 1997, four-factor model is holding, the size and the book-to-market factors however have no influence on portfolio SS/L expected returns. Portfolio B/WU ST statistics for the slope coefficient are indicating that the market premium, size factor and the momentum factor sensitivities are larger than the critical T values, making them significantly different from zero at the 5% level. However, the T statistic for the book to market factor sensitivity of 0.899 is smaller than the critical T value, making it not to be statistically different from zero. This implies that even though that Kehart 2, S, 1997, four-factor model is valid, the book-to-market factor has got no influence on portfolio B/WU S expected returns. 37. Portfolio B/ST statistics of the slope coefficient for the market premium and book-to-market factor are larger than the critical T value, indicating that their factor sensitivities are significantly different from zero at the 5% level. However, the T values for the size and the momentum factor slope coefficients are smaller than their critical T values, implying that their factor sensitivities are not statistically different from zero. Again, despite the fact that Kehart 2, S. 1997, four-factor model is holding, the size and momentum factors have got no influence of portfolio B/W. S. Expected returns. The R2 values for these three portfolios range from 0.337 to 0.696, which is again, a significant improvement relative to the Capman Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. It can also be noted that the F statistic for portfolios S/L, B/W and B/L are all larger than the critical F value of 2.6, which implies that at least one factor sensitivity is significantly different from zero at the 5% level. Another test of the CAHA2. S. 1997, four-factor model was carried out for portfolios that were sorted for size and BOOP to market, and the results are displayed in table 4.7. Degrees Y. 97, 4 factor I. Table 4.7. Test of the CAHA2. S. 1997, 4 factor model for portfolio sorted for size and book to market. I for Artectum no. Y as. E. RPIT, RFT equals A plus I, RMT. RFT, plus S, SMB, plus A, HML, plus W, WML, plus ET. HML, H/ML. A. S 12.555, 26.978, 8.346, 1.288, 2.959, 1.487. 8.126 pounds, 38.81, 8.934, 1.859, 4.23, 3.085. IT. I. S minus 2.997, minus 3.945, minus 1.744, minus 3.741, minus 5.265, minus 3.782. O minus 2.159, minus 4.492, minus 2.034, minus 6.012, minus 5.963, minus 2.248. S. T. S. S.714.587.043, 3.927, 3.456.416. 38. Pounds .006. 137, minus 1.525.074. 802, minus 7.431. H. T. H. S.464.025.037, 4.244.242.586. Pounds .134. 151.542, 2.739, minus 1.469, 4.393. W. T. W. 2.668, 1.805, minus 2.054. 784, minus 1.057, 3.378. S. E. 9.118, 5.612. 9.169, 11.013. F. Stat. 18.8687, 11.691, 5.45708. 15.587, 9.4602, 24.5576. Less than 3. 667 T. 9.750. 4.370. It can be observed that the t-statistic for the intercept coefficients of portfolios S/A, S/L, B/H and B/L are smaller than their critical t-value. That these alpha values are not statistically different from zero. This suggests that the factors proposed in this model can at least explain the returns of two-thirds of the portfolios being studied. Relatively to the other test carried out as shown in Table 4.7, this is a significant boost to the validity of the CAHA2. S. 1997, four-factor model, especially when tested using portfolios that have been sorted for size and book to market. The entire slope coefficients for portfolios S/H and B/L have got t-statistics that are larger than the critical t-values, implying that these factor sensitivities are significantly different from zero at the 5% level. The f-statistics for the two portfolios are larger than the f-critical value of 2.6, implying that at least one coefficient is significantly different from zero. Portfolio S/H and B/L have got our two values of 0.603 and 0.667, which are quite high, which implies that the explanatory power of the model is also quite high. All the factors proposed. 39. By Kehart, 1997, can therefore be said to have significant influence in the expected returns of portfolios S/H and B/L. The slope coefficients for the market factor sensitivity and the momentum factor sensitivity in portfolio S/L have t-statistics that are larger than the t-critical value, implying that they are significantly different from zero at the 5% level. However, the slope coefficients for the size and book-to-market factors have t-statistics that are lesser than the critical t-value, therefore they are not considered to be significantly different from zero. This portfolio has got an F statistic of 5.457, which is greater than the critical F value of 2.6, which hence implies that at least one coefficient is significantly different from zero. Therefore, it can be inferred that the factor Kehart 2 S/1997 factors are indeed influencing the expected returns of portfolio S/L except for the size and the book-to-market percent. Portfolio B/LU slope coefficients for the market premium and book-to-market have got t-statistics that are larger than the 8KEL value. This therefore implies that they are statistically different from zero at the 5UV/L level. However, the slope coefficients for the size and the momentum factors have t-statistics. Therefore implies that they are not significantly different from zero at the 5% level. The F value of 24.56 for this portfolio is larger than the critical F value of 2.6, implying that at least one coefficient is significantly different from zero. In conclusion, it can be inferred that Kehart 2 S/1997 factors can explain the expected returns of portfolio B/L except for size and momentum. Inclusion, U Portfolio Pounds. Koyu. February 4, 2003 Test of the Market Anomalies. Auxiliary to the main objectives discussed above, the researcher also intended to test the influence of each of the market anomalies, independently, on the expected returns of the stock portfolios. The portfolios that were used are the same portfolios that were used to test the asset pricing models under the study. Market anomalies are empirical facts that are known to exist in a market, but they cannot be explained by the existing theory, Burke, 1995. The anomalies that were tested independently included the size, book-to-market and the 40. Momentum anomaly. The excess returns of each portfolio were regressed against each anomaly independently and the results were tabulated as shown below. 4, 2, 3, 1, test of the size anomaly. The existence of the size anomaly was first suggested by Benz, 1981, where he finds that small cap stocks outperform large cap stocks. This study sought to test whether the size of a firm has got any influence on the expected return on its stocks. The excess portfolio returns for portfolios that were sorted for size and book to market were regressed against the size premium, as measured by SMB, and the results of the test were presented in Table 10 below. As measured. For size A. Table 4.8. Test for size anomaly for portfolio sorted for size and book to market. E, RPIT, RFT equals A plus S, SMB. T, A. S 4.079, 6.163, minus 11.01, 6.550, 0.987, minus 3.189. Minus £6.275. 272, 5.772, minus 1.824. 043.725. P, degrees V/P. Equals. S.791.520.066, 3.080, 2.405, 5.549. Pounds .025. 213, minus 1.436. I. 981, minus 5.202. R2. M. S.171.112.007, 7.413, 6.2. / 3.455. pounds 0.001.020.370 3.440 6.260 7.967 Edge R2F stat minus 53.92 T 59.48601 5.78 51 40.30107 B 021 0.0135700.044434.96236 27.0568 It can be observed from Table 4.8 that the intercept coefficients for portfolios S/A, S/M, B/A, pounds M and B/L are not significantly different from zero, based on their t-statistics. Also, 41. The slope coefficient for the size factor for portfolios S/A, S/M, and pounds L are significantly different from zero, based on their t-statistics. Therefore, the size factor has got some influence on the expected returns of portfolios S/A, S/M, and pounds L. The F statistic for these three portfolios are larger than the critical F value of 2.8 at the 5% level, implying that at least one coefficient is significantly different from zero. However, the R2 values for these three portfolios range from 0.092 to 0.357, which are not quite as high as the ones for the test on the KAHA 2 S/1997 factors. It can be concluded therefore that even though the size factor has got significant influence on the expected returns on stock portfolios in the NSE, when ITU-S tested as reduces synergy, the factor in an asset pricing model, the explanatory power of that model relative to that of the test of KAHA 2 S/1997 four-factor model 4.2.3.2 tested the book-to-market anomaly. Femmer and French 1992 find that there was significant evidence in support of the book-to-market anomaly as a factor that influences expected returns on stock. This study intends to test that theory with regard of the portfolio sorted for market anomaly as measured by below. S of stocks traded in the NSE. The excess returns book to market were regressed against the book to EJ. MLs were presented in Table 11 as shown. Table 4.9. Test of book to market anomaly market. Ordered for size and book to ERPIT, RFT equals a plus A, HML. HML, HML. A. T. A. S 3.539 5.767 minus 11.04 6.54 2.906 minus 3.302 O minus 6.247 082 7.111 minus 2.068 013.746 H. T. H. S.655.246.122 5.037 1.946 1.828 0.222.025.423 3.694.202 2.230 R2 S E 42 S.355.07 6.068 6.533 6.367 3.345 0.229.001.098 3.021 6.31 9.534 Edge R2 F stat S.341.056.047 25.36 8 3 11.691 3.3 4 1 1 4 0.212 0.21.078 13.6 4 5 3 0.0 4 0 7 3 4.9 7 2 2 4 The intercept coefficients for portfolios S/A, S/M, pounds M and pounds L in Table 4.9 are not significantly different from zero at the 5% level based on their t-statistics. Also, the slope coefficients for portfolios S/A, pounds E, and pounds L are significantly different from zero at the 5% level with regard to their t-statistics. The F statistic for portfolios S/A, pounds E, and pounds L are quite large relative to the critical F value of 2.8, implying that at least one coefficient is significantly different from zero. However, the R2 values for these three portfolios range from 0.078 to 0.341 and are relatively lower than those of the Kaha 2. S. 1997, four-factor model test. This implies that even though that book-to-market anomaly has got a significant influence on the expected returns of portfolios S/A, pounds E, and pounds L, when ITU S tested as a single factor in an asset pricing model, TL, E explanatory power of that model is seen to be quite low. 4, 2, 3, 3, testing the momentum anomaly. In their study, Gedish and Titman, 1993, find strong evidence in support of the momentum effect as has been explained in Chapter 2. This study intended to test the influence of this anomaly on the expected returns of stocks traded in the NSE. To test this anomaly, 6 stock portfolios, sorted for size and past performance were used. Also, another VAR set of 6 portfolios that were sorted for size and book to market were used. The excess returns for these portfolios were regressed against the momentum factor as measured by WML. The results of this test were displayed in Table 4.10 and Table 4.11. 43. Table 4.10. Test of the momentum anomaly for portfolios sorted for size and past performance. E, RPIT, RFT. E plus W, WML, plus ET. WNL, WNL. Book. T, A. S minus 8.472, 9.459, minus 11.001. 766, 1.195, minus 1.508. O minus 13.495, 7.299, minus 10.966, minus 1.446.900, minus 1.202. W. T. W. M. 3.524. 463, minus 1.944. 4.848. 015. 927. S. E. 7.913, 7.296. 11.055. 9.335. 8.113, 9.125. F stat. 12.41730.214, 3.77963. 23.50150.000210.8597. Table 4.10 displays the results of the test for momentum LT on stock portfolio sorted for Nutmeg DB. Size and past performance. It can be observed that the intercept coefficients for all the portfolios are not significantly different from zero at the 5% level, based on their t-statistics. However, as for the slope coefficients which represents the momentum factor sensitivity, it only the coefficient for portfolios S/W and B/W that were significantly different from zero at the 5% level, based on their t-statistic. The F statistic for these two portfolios are significantly greater than the critical F value, implying that at least one coefficient is significantly different from zero. However, the R2 for these two portfolios range from 0.01 to 0.04, which are rather low. Therefore, it can be inferred that the momentum effect has got a significant influence in the returns of portfolios S/W and B/W, but its explanatory power is quite low. 44. Table 4.11. Test of the momentum anomaly for portfolios sorted for size and book to market. E, RPIT, RFT equals A plus W, WML, plus ET. HML, HM. A T, A. 8.012. 2.831 minus 5.363. 2.064 minus 18.006. 1.109. 8.719 minus 1.774. 1.337. 1.645. 2.588. 11.451. 9.351. 9.070. 4.836. 13.467. C. 4.916. F stat. UAT. 1.92511 6 1.6 1.9 6 2 2.7 0 5 4 9 713 0.10926.9972%. Momentum effect was also tested as a single factor, using portfolios that were sorted for size and book to market, as displayed in Table 4.11 above. The intercept coefficients for all the portfolios were not significantly different from 0 at the 5% level, based on their t-statistics. However, as for the slope coefficients, ITU's only that for portfolio pounds L that was significantly different from 0 as per its t-statistic. This implies that the evidence in support of the momentum effect, as a single factor influencing expected returns on stock portfolios in the NSE, is not that strong. However, when ITU's considered together with other factors like those proposed by Kehart, 1997, it comes out strongly by boosting the explanatory power of the model as was observed from the test of the Kehart 2. S. 1997, four-factor model presented in Table 4.6 and Table 4.7. 45. Chapter 5 Summary, Conclusions and Recommendation. 5.1 Introduction. In this chapter, a discussion of the findings from the processed and analyzed data was made in this chapter, where the research questions were answered and the conclusion from the findings presented. Moreover, suggestions for further research were put forward at the end of this chapter. 5.2 SMU. Findings. The main objectives of this study were to test whether the Kappen, Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model and the Kehart 2, S, 1997, four-factor model can explain the expected returns of portfolios of stocks traded in the NSE. This summary was based on the findings from the tests that were carried out and presented earlier in Chapter 4. UQM. 1 Len Biel, in the risk-adjusted stock. The mod. February 5, 2001 test of the. Undoubtedly, Kappen has for a long been being held in high regard for its unique way of explaining the reasoning behind the risk-adjusted premium that investors demand for. Dr. Long been be risk. Investing in a risky asset such as our stock. The model has also been criticized a lot for its simplistic nature of assuming that it's only one factor alone that influences expected returns on stocks, as had been discussed earlier in Chapter 2. The findings indicate that the evidence in support of the Kappen, from a portfolio's perspective, is weak. This is due to the fact that the alpha values, usually interpreted as the Jensen mu, S alpha, for portfolios S/A, S/M, pounds E, pounds M and pounds L were not significantly different from zero. This indicated that there was a possibility of the existence of other factors not captured by the market premium. This is consistent with the findings at Femmer and French, 1992, who find no significant relationship between the returns on stocks traded in the US and their betas during the period 1963 to 1990. However, Rustam and Niklach, 2010, find Kappen to be the only model that explains stock returns better than other models in the Stockholm Stock Exchange, suggesting that beta is still a good measure of risk, which is in fact contradictory to the findings of this study. 46. February 5, 2002 test of the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. This model was propounded by Femmer and French, 1993, to cater for the inadequacies of Kappen. Femmer and French, 1993, believed that Kappen did not quite capture the risk-adjusted premium that would be demanded by investors for investing in a risky security. They therefore proposed two factors in addition to the Kappen's single factor, namely, size premium and book-to-market premium. The findings are showing that when this model is tested in the NSE, from a portfolio's perspective, the evidence in support of it is weak. The alpha values for portfolios S/A, S/M, pounds E, pounds M and pounds L were not significantly different from zero. This therefore indicated the possibility of existence of other factors not captured by the risk-adjusted premiums in the model. However, for portfolios S/L, the test showed that indeed the model factors proposed by the model had some influence. The explanatory power of the model for that single portfolio increased significantly relative to the CATM. RTFOLIAO. 4. 4. This was consistent with the findings of Connor and Segale, 2001, who find that the CAPM does not explain the cross-section expected returns on stocks traded in the Indian stock markets, but the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model does. However, the findings of this study were contradictory to the findings of Messiri and Alpa, 2009, whom after comparing the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model, CAPM and other asset pricing models built out on the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model, on stock market data from the Istanbul Stock Exchange, conclude that the CAPM in fact outperforms the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model, which was quite interesting. U. Echk. French. February 5, 2003 test of the CAHA 2. S. 1997, four-factor model. CAHA 2. S. 1997, study was motivated by the earlier work of Femmer and French, 1996, when they find that despite its exemplary performance, the three-factor model does not quite capture the short-term past returns. This led CAHA 1997, to include an additional factor that captured the momentum effect, into the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model to form a revised model called the CAHA 2. S. 1997, four-factor model. This model was tested using two sets of portfolios, namely, portfolios that were sorted for size and past performance and portfolios that were sorted for size and book to market. 47. As for the portfolios that were sorted for size and past performance, the researcher finds that the alpha values for portfolios S/L, B/W in pounds L were indeed not significantly different from zero. This is a significant improvement relative to the findings from the test of the CAPM and the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. However, as for portfolio S/L, ITU, S, only the market premium and the book-to-market factors that were observed to have significant influence on the expected returns on the stock portfolios. As for portfolios B/W, ITU, S, the market premium, size and momentum factors that had significant influence, whereas, as for portfolio pounds L, it was the market premium and the book-to-market that had significant influence. Overall, this test showed a significant boost in the explanatory power of the model, based on the portfolio's R2 values relative to those of the CAPM and the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor. Also, as for the portfolios S/A, S/L, pounds, resorted for size and book to market, the researcher find pounds L have got alpha values that are not significantly different from zero. This was a significant improvement when compared to the findings from the test on portfolios that were sorted for size and past performance. Moreover, it was observed that portfolios S/H and pounds L had factor sensitivities that were significantly different from zero, implying that the factors proposed by CAHA 1997 indeed had a significant influence on the expected returns on the stock portfolios. However, for portfolio S/L, ITU, S, only the market premium factor and the MEMN have got significant influence on the expected returns on the stock portfolios. Also, for portfolio pounds L, ITU, S, only the market premium and the book to market factors that have got significant influence. It can also be observed that despite the fact that it was able to explain the returns of two-thirds of the portfolios tested, which is quite high, the explanatory power of it has also significantly improved relative to the CAPM and the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model. This was consistent with the findings of Nati, Ward and Jadidate, 2009, in that, by adding the momentum effect factor to the Femmer and French, 1993, three-factor model, did in fact capture the effect of past returns on the New Zealand Stock Exchange. However, Avramov and Cordier, 2006, find that the momentum factor does not help in explaining. 48. Neither the returns of the past 3, 6 nor 12 months, return, which therefore is inconsistent with what this study finds. February 5, 2004 test of the market anomalies. The influence of the size, book to market and the momentum anomalies on the expected returns on the stock portfolios was also tested. This involved the testing of these anomalies independently of single factors in an asset pricing model. The findings from those tests were presented below. Percent 5, 2, 4, 1 test of the size anomaly. Small cap stocks tend to outperform large cap stocks, Benz, 1981. This study intended to test whether this size anomaly exists in the NSE. After the researcher tested for this anomaly using portfolio sorted for size and book to market, he finds that indeed there is some evidence in support of its existence. The alpha values for portfolios S/A, S/M, pounds E, pounds M and pounds L were not significantly different from zero, and that the factor sensitivities for portfolios S/A, S/M, and pounds L were indeed significantly different from zero. Based on the R2 values for portfolios S/A, S/M, and pounds L, the explanatory power of the asset pricing model, that had the FFLFCATORGESRACTOR, was not as ST. 3. Size premium as the only single factor, was not as strong as was observed in the case of the Kehart, 1997, four-factor model though. Therefore, the researcher recommends that the size factor be taken into consideration together with other factors such as those suggested by Kehart, 1997. 5, 2, 4, 2, test of the book-to-market anomaly. The theory that high book-to-market stocks were found to outperform the low book-to-market as Femmer and French, 1992, finds was also tested in this study using portfolios of stocks in the NSE sorted for size and book-to-market. The researcher finds that indeed the alpha values for portfolios S/A, S/M, pounds M and pounds L were not significantly different from zero, while the factor sensitivities for portfolios S/A, pounds E, and pounds L are significantly different from zero. This implies that the book-to-market anomaly has some influence on the expected returns of some stocks, although not all. But, the explanatory power of the model that contains this anomaly as a single is quite low based on the R2 values. 49. 5, 2, 4, 3, test of the momentum anomaly. The theory that past winner stocks outperform past losers in the short run as Femmer and French, 1992, find is considered as the momentum anomaly that was also tested using two sets of portfolios, the first being portfolio sorted for size and past performance and the second being portfolio sorted for size and book to market anomaly. As for the first set of portfolios, the researcher finds that the alpha values for all portfolios were not significantly different from zero. However, itus only the factor sensitivities for portfolios S/W and B/W that were significantly different from zero. The explanatory power of this model for these two portfolios was also quite low, which therefore indicates that the evidence in support of the momentum IFT S ability to explain the expected returns on stock portfolio sorted for size and past performance as a single factor is quite weak. Why? As for portfolio sorted for size and book to market anomaly, the alpha values were not significantly different from zero, but as for the factor sensitivities, itus only the portfolio B/W that was seen to be significantly different from zero. This implies that the momentum IFT explaining the effect factor was not quite explaining the expected returns of the stocks in this portfolio. In SV/EXPC categorization, when used as a single factor in an asset pricing model, that there are asset pricing 5.3 conclusions. From the test of the asset pricing models under study, it is evident models that can explain the expected returns of portfolios of stocks traded in the NSE to some extent, though not entirely, whereas there were others whose explanatory ability was weak. 4. The CAPMA's single factor was found not to capture all the factors that explain the expected returns of the portfolios under the study. This implies that it did not quite capture the risk-adjusted premium that an investor would demand for having invested in a risky stock. However, it is worthy to note that the market premium was seen as a key factor that had some significant influence on the expected returns on stocks traded in the NSE. 50. This study also finds that the Femmer and French, 1993, 3, factor model also did not quite capture all factors necessary to explain the expected returns of most of the portfolios under the study. This therefore implies that the market size and the book-to-market premiums that have been adjusted for risk do not quite capture the additional return that an investor would demand for having invested in a risky asset. However, the market premium size and the book-to-market factors were found to have some significant influence on expected returns of stocks, although not entirely. The test of the Kehart 1997 four-factor model, however, showed remarkable NT&T improvement in the factors that influence returns on stocks traded in the NSE, especially for those portfolios that were sorted for size and past performance and those that were sorted for size and book to market. It was able to explain the expected returns of a significant majority of those sets of portfolios used in the test, and it had a better explanatory power relative to the other models. However, it was still not able to explain the expected returns of a few portfolios, specifically portfolio S/M and pounds M under the portfolio sorted for size and book to market. This shows that despite the fact that it has done an exemplary job, other factors should still be tested. Therefore, we can indeed state that among the asset pricing models tested, the Kehart 1997 four-factor model was found to perform better than the other models, as it not only explained the expected returns of most of the portfolios, but also it was seen to have a higher explanatory power relative to the Capmont, the Femmer and French 1993 three-factor model. However, despite the fact that the Capmont S validity is not coming out strongly in this study, it is also worthy to note that its single factor market premium, when used together with other factors such as those suggested by Kehart 1997, boosts significantly the asset pricing model S explanatory power. This probably indicates the reason as to why all other asset pricing models under study were built out on CAPM 51. 5.4 recommendations for the study. This study finds that the Kehart 1997 four-factor model explains the expected returns of most of the portfolios of stocks traded in the NSE relative to the Capmont, the Femmer and French 1993 three-factor model. Therefore, this study is highly recommended to the finance academia, as its findings will help shape their way of thinking as they endeavor to find an asset pricing model that can explain the expected returns of stocks in the NSE entirely. Also, investors also base their investment decisions partly on the findings of this study in trying to determine whether a portfolio of stocks is correctly valued or mispriced. This will enable them to identify profitable opportunities in the market in case they arise and be able to take advantage of them as the market converges to the correct position. The capital markets regulatory bodies should also take into consideration their findings of this study, as it will assist greatly in their efforts of ensuring that the market is operating efficiently. It can enable them to identify gaps in the market, and this will enable them to take corrective action as is deemed necessary in an endeavor to boost investor confidence in the market. 5.5 Suggestion for further research. This study was only able to study the CAPM, Femmer and French 1993 three-factor model and the Kehart S 1997 four-factor model as unconditional models. However, in the case of CAPM and other models that had market premium as a factor, it was observed that there were times when the market returns was lesser than the risk-free rate, leading to a negative market premium. 4. Therefore, this study would like to suggest that future researchers in this area should also test these models as conditional models. This means that they would test the models subject to a given condition. For instance, periods when the market premium is positive is known as an up market period, whereas periods when the market premium is negative is known as down market period. Future researchers should focus on testing these models separately based on conditions such as the market being either in the up market period or down market period. 52. References. Avramov, D. and Cordier, T. 2006. Asset Pricing Models and Financial Market Anomalies. The Review of Financial Studies, 19, 3, 1001-1040. Benz, R.W. 1981. The Relationship Between Return and Market Value of Common Stocks. Journal of Financial Economics, 9, 1, 3-18. Berg, J. B., 1995. A Critique of Size-Related Anomalies. Review of Financial Studies, 8, 2, 275-286. Black, F., 1972. Capital Market Equilibrium with Restricted Borrowing. The Journal of Business, 45, 3, 444-455. Percent. Black, F., Jensen, M. and Scales, 1, 6, 1972. Studies in the Theory of Capital Markets. Praja Publishers Incorporated. Available at http://ssrn.com/abstract=908569. Kehart, M. 1997. On PERSISM, E&M Mutual Fund Performance. The Journal of Finance, 52, 1, 57-82. Mutual Fund by Degrees. Na, L. C. K., Jagadesh, N., and Leonishuk, J. 1996. Momentum Strategies. The Journal of Finance, 51, 5, 1681-1713. Cooper, D. R., and Emery, C. W. 1995. Business Research Methods, 5th ed. Chicago, Irwin. 4S. Dixon, P. and Regu, K. 1994. Market Efficiency in Developing Countries. A Case of Nairobi Stock Exchange. Journal of Business Finance and Accounting, 21, 133-150. Femmer, E. F., Fisher, L., Jensen, M. C., and Roll, R. 1969. The Adjustment of Stock Prices to New Information. International Economic Review, 10, 1-21. 53. Femmer, E. 1970. Efficient Capital Markets, A Review of Theory and Empirical Work. The Journal of Finance, 25, 2, 383-417. Femmer, E., and Macbeth, J.D. 1973. Risk and Return, Some Empirical Tests. Journal of Political Economy, 81, 607-636. Femmer, E., and French, 1992. The Cross-Section of Expected Stock Returns. The Journal of Finance, 47, 2, 427-465. Femmer, E., and French, 1993. Common Risk Factors in the Returns on Stocks and Bonds. NCLK. Journal of Financial Economics, 33, 3-56. I. Femmer, E., and French, 1995. Size and Book to Market Factors in Earnings and Returns. The Journal of Finance, 50, 1, 131-155. Femmer, E., and French, U.Z. 199-6, ML and Effector Explanations of Asset Pricing Anomalies. The Journal of Finance, 51, 1, IYV/U. Versus Growth, T. UVU. Femmer, E., and French, U.Z. 1998. Value versus Growth, The International Evidence. The Journal of Finance, 53, 6, 1975-1999. Iodi, 1. Femmer, E., and French, 2004. The Capital Asset Pricing Model, Theory and Evidence. Journal of Economic Perspectives, 18, 3, 25-46. 4. N., H., and Steen, J. C. 1999. A Unified Theory of Reaction, Momentum Trading, and Overreaction in Asset Markets, The Journal of Finance, 54, 6, 2143-2184. Gedish, N. 1990. Evidence of Predictable Behavior of Security Returns. The Journal of Finance. 45, 3, 881-898. 54. Gedish, N. and Tittman, S. 1993. Returns to Buying Winners and Selling Losers, Implications for Stock Market Efficiency. The Journal of Finance, -18, 1, 65-91. Ken, D.B. 1983. Size-related anomalies in stock return seasonality. Further empirical evidence. Journal of Financial Economics, 12, 1, 13-232. Cowthery, S. Shankin, J. and Sloan, R.G. 1995. Another look at the cross-section of expected stock returns. The Journal of Finance, 50, 1, 185-224. CTED Stowing. 4. L. SHLEIFER, AHI Journal of 1. Lehonishuk, J., SHLEIFER, A., and Vishni, R., 1994. Contrarian Investment, Extrapolation, and Risk. The Journal of Finance, 49, 5, 1541-1578. Percent. Lindner, J., 1965. The Valuation of Risk Assets and the Selection of Risky Investments in Stock. Markowitz, H. 1952. Portfolio Selection. The Journal of Finance, 7, 1, 77-291. Missouri, I, G.A. and Alpa, C.E. 2009. Drivers of Expected Returns in Istanbul Stock Exchange, FEMA and French Factors and Kaskunis. Applied Economics, 41, 20, 26-19-26-33. Applied Economic. Pricing, Nambuani, A.W. 2008. An Evaluation of the Capital Asset Pricing Model for the Nairobi Securities Exchange, an Econometric Approach. Unpublished Masters in Art Economics Dissertation, University of Nairobi. Neti, G.V., Ward, B.D., Jajadite, H.D. 2009. Size, BM and Momentum Effects and the Robustness of the FEMA French Three-Factor Model, Evidence from New Zealand. International Journal of Managerial Finance, 35, 179-200. Newman, W.L. 2005. Social Research Methods, 6th edition. London, Pearson Publishers. 55. Rustame, V., and Nitlach, Pounds. 2010. Cross-section of stock returns, conditional versus unconditional and single factor versus multi-factor models. Retrieved from http://www.ses.se/sa/cfc7cb72d3/. Regalski, R. J., and Tiny, S. M. 1986. The January Size Effect, Anomaly or Risk Mismeasurement. Financial Analysts Journal, 42, 6, 63-270. Ross, S. 1976. The Arbitrage Theory of Capital Asset Pricing. Journal of Economic Theory, 13, 3, 341-360. Rehnhorst, G. 1998. International Momentum Strategies. The Journal of Finance, 53, 1, 267-284%. Saunders, M., Lewis, P., and Thornhill, A. 2009. Research Methods for Business Students, 5th. Sun Publish. Edition. London, P. Percent. Mellies and Market T. UVRA. Schwedert, G.W. 2002. Anomalies and Market Efficiency. Working Paper. Rochester, University of Rochester. Sharp, W. 1964. Capital Asset Prices, Atenolibrium Under Conditions of Risk. The Journal of Finance, 19, 3, 56. Appendix 1. Sampling Frameworks listed under the MIMS in the NSE. Agricultural. Unilever T. Kenya Ltd. 10.00 Kakuzi 5.00. Reovi Pingo Plantations Ltd. 5.00 Sasanau Ltd. 1.00. ILTD Aird. Ox. Commercial and Services. Access Kenya Group Ltd. Aird. 1.00 Car and General, K, Ltd. 5.00 CMC Holdings Ltd. 0.50 Hutchings BMO Ltd. 5.00 Kenya Airways Ltd. Marshalls, EA, Ltd. Degrees Nation Media Group Ltd. 5.00 Scang Ltd and 1.00 Standard Group Ltd and 5.00 TPS Eastern Africa, Serenae, Lti Akhumi Supermarket Ltd and 5.00 Finance and Investment Bartlett Bank Ltd and 2.00 CFC Bank Ltd and 5.00 Diamond Trust Bank Kenya Ltd and 4.00 Equity Bank Ltd and 5.00 Housing Finance Co Ltd and 5.00 ICBC Investments Co Ltd and 0.50 Jubilee Holdings Ltd and 5.00 Kenya Commercial Bank Ltd and 1.00 Kenya Reinsurance Corporation Ltd and 2.50 National Bank of Kenya Ltd and 5.00 NIC Bank Ltd and 5.00 Pan Africa Insurance Holdings Ltd and 5.00 Standard Chartered Bank Ltd and 5.00.056% Industrial and Allied Arth River Mining at 5.00 BOC Kenya Ltd at 5.00 Bumbera Cement Ltd at 5.00 British American Tobacco Kenya Ltd at 10.00 Kurt Bassett Investments Ltd at 5.00 Crown Berger Ltd at 5.00 Lear Cables Ltd at 0.50 Lear Portland Cement Ltd at 5.00 East African Breweries Ltd at 2.00 Evereed East Africa Ltd at 1.00 Kenya IU Copyright Co Ltd at 0.50 Kenya Power and Lighting Ltd at 20.00 Kingdom 2.50 Mumias Sugar Company Ltd at 2.00 Olympia Capital LL MGS Ltd at 5.00 Samia Africa Ltd or Total Kenya Ltd at Ungay Group Ltd at